Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Friday afternoon, December 19th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. The number of vegan and vegetarian restaurants in Chicago is in sharp decline. We'll talk about why in our next segment, but first, with holiday engagements and big celebrations ahead, now's the perfect time to start that dedicated party fund for weddings, graduations, and milestone events in 2026. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Sherry Greco-Rikus, Regional Director of EP Wealth in Chicago, author of Maximize Your Return on Life. Sherry, thank you for joining us today. And this is a great time to start that dedicated fund for some sort of celebration in which you're throwing it, or you think you're going to be invited to it, because surprise weddings rarely happen. So you have plenty of time to save up for that event and to wear something nice and make sure the married couple get something nice as well.
Yeah, and I do think love is in the air this time of year. So for all you listeners who might be getting engaged in the next few weeks, congratulations. But this is a topic near and dear to me. I have a funny story, but it may not be that funny when you hear it. Is I have a friend that was planning a party, a big celebration, and, you know, she's like, oh, sushi, that wasn't so much. Flowers, that wasn't so much. The band, that wasn't so much. Well, the band was much. But she looked at each thing piecemeal, and when she added it all up, it was a lot. It was much. So, you know, my advice, first of all, is when you're planning a big event, especially a wedding, set your priorities. What's the most important thing for you? Is it the band? Is it the venue? Is it the caterer? What is the most important priority? And then you have to make a list, because if you're having 100 people, that's a lot different than 300 people. And as we know, you know, weddings can be 50 to 300 plus per person, you know, based on what kind of wedding or event you're planning. But probably once you set your priorities and you kind of come up with that list, that all ties into your budget. And I recommend that everyone makes a budget. You may go over on a few categories, but it's better to go over on a few categories than all the categories. And if it's okay, Rob, I kind of was thinking about this when I heard about the question. and made a list. There's so many things that you have to put in the budget. The venue, the catering, music, you know, if you're going to have a photographer, if you're going to have a videographer. One thing that people forget about is the clothes. Clothes can be very expensive. The flowers, invitations. Are you going to do an Evite or a paperless post or hard copy invitations, postage invitations, replies? Those are all expensive. Things you don't think about till the very end is makeup and hair. That can be very expensive. And then often not only is there the main event, but there might be a brunch. There might be a party the night before for out-of-town guests. There might be gift bags for out-of-town guests. So you have to make that list, fill those numbers in, but go back to your priorities. What's where do you want to put those funds when you're planning a big event?
And Sherry Greco-Rikas, thank you for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. 15 years ago around this time, my wife and I were planning our wedding, and we were going through those very issues that she talked about, the cost of the venue, and those budgetary considerations really funneled us into where we had our wedding reception. And during that conversation, my mom pulled out a list of budget items from their wedding in 1978. Preserved by my grandmother. They got married and the final cost was under $2,000. So perhaps the best way to save money is find a time machine and go back to the late 70s.
Discussing the news affecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Chicago's vegan and vegetarian restaurant boom may be hitting a turning point as too many options chase too few customers, forcing a market correction. We welcome in Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach based in Chicago. Izzy, thank you for joining us today. And you'd think that would be somewhat counterintuitive, Izzy, given the well-documented run-up in price of protein staples, especially beef. You'd think a vegetarian or vegan restaurant would be a good value play at this time.
Well, you would think that, but in the city of Chicago and, you know, other cities, you go to a vegan restaurant, it is not as inexpensive as you think. You know, it's like the comparison between having a drink that has alcohol that might be $16 today, and then having a non-alcoholic cocktail instead, and that's still $13. So the price is not the big dissenter here. And I do think that when people go to a vegan restaurant, I think they have that same expectation that you do, Rob, that the prices may be less, but that's not always the case.
And then one other thing, when you read the market research about some of the issues that vegan or vegetarian restaurants may be facing, is that even though the restaurants themselves may try to be mass appeal, the marketplace thinks that if you go to a vegan or vegetarian restaurant, you have to live a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle in order to be a customer. And could that be almost a fatal perception problem?
It is. I mean, it can be, and I think that's the way people look at it. But another great amount of competition that vegan restaurants have today that they didn't have, let's call it 5 years ago, if there was a vegan restaurant, that was the only place to get vegan food. But now you can go to great restaurants that serve steaks, that serve fish, that serve protein, but also have great vegan items on their menu. And, you know, if you say, well, you know, maybe 15% of the public or less eats vegan. Well, if you have a party of 10, that's really only one person or two people. Easier to get them to go to a steakhouse that has great vegan food than get all of those people to go to a vegan restaurant and enjoy it. So I think that's another piece of the pie that they weren't expecting when they built these restaurants a number of years ago.
We're talking about what appears to be the vegan and vegetarian restaurant bust in Chicago with Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach in Chicago. And then one other trend that we have followed in great detail on the Noon Business Hour is the rise of plant-based meat, Beyond mm-hmm. Meat hamburgers, hot dogs, plant-based proteins that simulate the appeal, the appearance and taste of traditional meat dishes. And is that starting to cut into the vegan and vegetarian restaurant market share?
I think that is, again, a little piece of it, but a number, you know, call it 5-6 years from now, that plant-based items are going to be, again, much more popular as they get better, more restaurants start to serve them, and then they can do a crossover. But one of the restaurants that made this big change in the last year was 11 Madison Park, considered the best restaurant in the world. And number 3 or 4 years ago, they went totally plant-based. And I was there last year, spent a ton of money. I got to say, single best meal I have ever had. But not, you know, they just couldn't sustain it. So starting this year, they've gone back to a protein-based menu.
Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, action in Washington will impact the marijuana business in Illinois.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
President Trump has signed an executive order reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug that physicians can now prescribe, with many experts saying the move could be a game changer for Illinois' growing cannabis industry. We welcome in Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital, author of the book Calculated Risk in Chicago. Mike, thanks for joining us today. And you and I have talked about when this day would come, when marijuana would be rescheduled from Schedule A to a less dangerous category. And before we talk about what this will do for the business, administratively, what happens next? The executive order has been signed. How is it implemented?
Yeah, the DEA has to, and good afternoon, Rob. Thanks for having me on. It has to still get okayed at the committee level with the DEA. But basically, the executive order, it's going to go through. I mean, and President Trump has followed through on what President Biden had promised and the Democrats had promised last administration. It's just a matter of how long it's going to take at this point, but it should happen sometime, I would think, in early 26. And it's going to be interesting going forward. I think as a cannabis investor, as a hedge fund investor myself, it opens up a huge amount of opportunity, because a lot of these names that are public, they're still going to go to zero. And that, I think, investors don't really completely understand or have a grasp of, is that how can this reform happen and still have a bunch of these companies not win? And the reason is because a lot of their balance sheets are terrible at this point. They've just been destroyed from debt, and a lot of these companies are still going to go to zero, and then there's going to be a few that are going to win huge. And so as a long short investor, this is a great time to have a long short portfolio of these companies, as long as you really understand who's going to win and who's not.
With marijuana moving from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, I said Schedule A before, must have taxes on my mind, but Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. The other thing is this, for some of these businesses, does this mean if you go into a dispensary, once again, it's legal in Illinois, if you go into a dispensary, does this mean in the future you can pay with a credit card and not show up with a wad of cash?
Yeah, so safe banking needs to get passed as well. That's another topic. So not yet, but it's going that way. You know, that is another problem in the industry, is that it's all cash, and that creates a whole lot of problems with, you know, possible robberies, which have happened many times, and just holding on to so much cash. Yeah, that's good. That will eventually go away as well, but that is not guaranteed based on what President Trump has said. So, you know, we'll see, but I think that's going to happen too. But most importantly is the taxation. So as you said, going from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, it's a big difference. It allows cannabis companies to no longer be under what they call 280E, which is a tax situation where these companies can't deduct normal operating expenses because they're not federally legal. So now they can, and that basically takes away a whole lot of problems didn't allow any of these companies to really make any money. Now the good companies are going to make money. The ones that have a tough balance sheet, though, they may make money, but they're paying so much debt, they're probably still going to go under. And that's, again, it opens up some great opportunities. Real quick here, I just want to say that, I mean, Green Thumb here in Illinois, Cresco, I think, as well, and Verano, I think they're going to be the winners, along with Trulieve down in Florida. And then the losers are going to be pretty much everybody else, or just about everybody else. So you want to buy the ones that have great balance sheets, like Green Thumb is our number one pick. It's GTBIF. And the losers are going to be these Canadian operators like Tilray and Canopy and some of the other U.S. ones that have a lot of debt. So be careful. Not all the longs are going to go. Not all the stocks are going to go up. So you have to be careful as an investor. Be picky.
Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. The markets are rising on this Friday. Let's welcome in Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services in Hammond, Indiana. Chuck, thank you for joining us today. And of course, he joins us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home. Now, Chuck, we need to point out when discussing today's market activity is that today is a triple witching day, and that will affect market activity as we approach the closing bell. For those of us who don't know what a triple witching day is, if you think it's actually a Lost Eagles song, what is a triple witching day and how does it affect market activity?
Yeah, triple witching day occurs when you have a number of different markets having closes on that day, like clearing out the options market, futures market, etc. So there's a lot of positions in those derivative markets that are getting kind of closed out, and that can add to a certain level of volatility, as oftentimes those derivative positions are also tied to equity holdings. So you kind of get this, as you said, triple witching hour where things can kind of get discombobulated on that particular day, or at least typically you can see that kind of volatility.
But two of the big storylines of the day driving the market. So once again, AI confidence is back. Everybody feels good about AI after a couple of weeks of self-doubt. And then we have some new numbers out today that suggest that bolsters the case for the Fed possibly cutting rates even further next year.
Yeah, you know, the economic data and labor data that we've gotten over the last few days, CPI numbers, et cetera, you know, it kind of points to those one of those important engines of those three engines and sustained moves, that those being inflation, interest rates, and corporate profits. You know, the interest rate environment seems to be, you know, tilting now bullish, and I think the Fed probably will cut in January. You've got inflation numbers, and I know a lot of people are kind of suspect over the latest numbers, but at the end of the day, that's a trend that's in favor of lower inflation. So that's probably, if nothing else, neutral, tilting bullish. And the corporate profit story is still strong, and you only need to look at Micron Technologies and their earnings report a day or two ago that really has jump-started the AI trade again. So, you know, those three major engines are, you know, kind of in the bullish camp, and you're going to get markets like today. Plus, you know, we're getting toward the end of the year, and so, you know, trading volumes will start to kind of minimize a little bit. And on those lower trading volume days, you can get pretty good moves in the market with any kind of upbeat in terms of investors buying, especially retail investors.
And then lastly, Chuck, you talk about we're entering a period of a lower volume. A lot of people starting this afternoon are going to put on those out-of-office email messages, and they will stay up until the first week in January. And how is that going to affect market activity through the end of the year?
I think it's probably bullish. I think that's one of the reasons why the Santa Claus rally concept really does work. It's because in environments, and you see it around Thanksgiving, you see it around major holidays where, you know, the trading volumes are lower and most of the participants are probably retail investors because the institutional investors have kind of closed up shop, and they tend to have a little bit more optimistic view, I think. And so you see kind of a little bit of bullishness there. And then because there's bullishness and because trading volumes are a little bit lower, that bullishness goes a long way in terms of boosting the indices.
Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services in Hammond, Indiana. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Entrepreneur Friday, a passion to connect people leads to a thriving business.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, and you're probably familiar with Cameo, the service that allows you to send a personal message from a celebrity to friends, family, coworkers, or anyone. Let's talk about how this came together with the help of Stephen Galanis, co-founder and CEO of Cameo in Chicago. Stephen, thank you for joining us today. And in a world where people, celebrities especially, are so tightly controlling about their public image, it's remarkable, Stephen, the roster that you have built of people who will send birthday greetings or what have you via Cameo.
Well, thank you for having me, number one. And Cameo's always been about opening the red velvet rope and bringing the fans and talent closer together than ever before.
Now, I think everybody, especially in the Chicago area, has received a Cameo from someone for something. When I turned 40 during the pandemic year of 2020, my wife sent me a Cameo message from Ozzie Guillen. Brad Robinson, our midday editor, says the loser of his fantasy football league got a message from former Bears coach Dave Wannstedt. The list goes on and on. And it's and you know, When did you realize that this thing was really going to take off?
Yeah, kind of right away. I'll tell you, when we sold the very first video ever, which was March 17th, 2017, I remember the dad of this little girl who had booked Cassius Marsh, the former Chicago Bear, but at the time he was playing for the Seattle Seahawks, to wish his daughter a happy 16th birthday. And the dad filmed the reaction to it, and this girl is a diehard. Half her hair is green, half her hair is blue. She's wearing a Cassius Marsh jersey, and she watches this video, and she starts crying, and she ends by saying, "Oh my God, how did you do that?" And he goes, "Daddy's awesome, that's how." And if we made a Super Bowl commercial, it couldn't have been better than that. And you can imagine the beginning of Cameo when we're trying to convince people to join, and they're like, "Who else is on?" And it's like, "No one." Or if I'm like, "Wouldn't it be cool if Michael Jordan could wish you a happy birthday?" And they're like, "How much does he cost? We don't have him yet." So the second I had that video of this girl being so happy she was crying, it was really easy to go to celebrities and athletes, actors, entertainers and say, "Don't you want to make people feel like that?"
And it seems like not only that virality, but people requesting cameos, they get in on the fun themselves. And I would say the most notable example I could think of is there's a guy online. He is a Cold War historian. And thanks to his digging, he managed to find a message that once very popular broadcaster Arthur Godfrey was asked to read in the event of a nuclear war devastating the United States. And he went to Cameo and got Gilbert Gottfried to read this very somber announcement from 70 years ago. Like, that is the level of creativity that Cameo users are bringing to their celebrities.
I love that you bring it up. We always say that the user is co-producing content with the talent, right? So you get to provide the script, and they get to do the hair and the lights and the makeup, and together you make magic.
Who are your most popular celebrities? I mentioned the late Gilbert Gottfried. I had read that he was one of the most popular, if not the most popular, cameo performer. I also know that Brian Baumgarten from The Office, another performer who was a very popular cameo request.
We just released our cameo year in review, so similar to Spotify Wrapped. And this year, John Gruden, the former NFL coach, was number one in the world. And he's done a ton of business, especially during fantasy football season. We now in the app have a daily leaderboard, so anybody can go take a look at who's trending. And Santa Claus is at the top of the stack, unsurprisingly, right now.
How'd you get him? He must be very busy right now, Stephen. You guys have some connections.
Yeah, we had to go all the way up to the North Pole. He was in Warehouse 9. We knocked on the door, but we'll go anywhere.
And it also seems like one of the ways in which cameos stay fresh is that there are always new celebrities or new influencers who are breaking into the space who probably want a piece of this action.
For sure. And classics like Chance the Rapper for years had been the number one person I'd wanted to get on the platform. And he just joined for the first time last week and he's active right now.
Stephen Galanis, co-founder and CEO of Cameo, based in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Still to come, Toyota plans to sell their American-made cars in Japan. We'll go in-depth.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Toyota is set to sell American-made cars in Japan, the latest gesture by the Japanese auto giant aimed at improving trade relations with the U.S. Let's learn more from Jeff Gilbert, CBS News automotive correspondent based in Detroit. Jeff, thank you for joining us today. And is there more to this than just a simple gesture to the White House?
I think for the most part, it is a gesture with international relations. I reached out to Toyota because I was curious, because in Japan, they drive on the left side of the road. So I would think these have to be right-hand drive models. So I found out it will be a right-hand drive version of the Camry. They'll make that in the U.S., but they said that the other two vehicles, the Tundra and the Highlander, that's a big pickup and a big SUV, they expect those to be niche models, so they'll go over there in their American configurations.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Camry is one of the most popular brands of cars in the world, but the rest of the Toyota line is meant to compete in the American marketplace. What is the typical Japanese car that is sold and purchased in Japan? What does that look like?
They tend to be mid-sized to smaller cars, compact and the like. They've got a lot of the mini cars in some of the cities. But my understanding is, for the most part, they like, you know, Corolla-sized cars, that kind of area, and maybe small utilities.
Even though Japanese cars made in America have been a fact of life for decades, it is just stuck in the American psyche about Japanese automakers coming into this country and pushing tried and true American names out of the way. Even though that business model hasn't been relevant for a very long time, it's still politically potent. And has this ever been tried before by other Japanese automakers with factories in America?
Well, certainly American car makers have tried to sell vehicles in Japan with very little success. Japanese car makers have been making a lot of vehicles in the U.S. for a while, but for the most part, say, for example, a Honda Civic, the versions made in the U.S. are sold in the U.S., but they have factories in Asia that sell those in Asia. So they don't tend to ship their vehicles from the U.S. to Asia, but we do see a lot of that in the European theater with European car makers making vehicles in the U.S. and shipping them there.
Jeff Gilbert, CBS News automotive correspondent based in Detroit, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. You'll find past programs and later today a podcast of this hour at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.